There, that is grandmother room, as well as mother's grandmother, grandmother's, and great grandfather's. Please donate as well. Before we have the privilege of hearing from Simon, I want to just say a quick idea that I heard a number of years ago from Stephen Wilde. He asked the following question. We are about to engage in saying veto. And over the next number of days, we're going to say veto all of them. Those who don't say veto every day, this is hard. We're going to say veto, and there's a bit of a dichotomy between the veto that we say as individuals, and then the veto that we then say it's evil. As individuals, we sit there, we stand there, we're bent over, we're kind of whispering it, we're broken, Hashem, God knew, Zion knew, we're broken. And then, when it comes time to the tzibur, we kind of sing it. We sing it in a tune that apparently goes back an ancient tune of the times when it was shown. Hashem, what God knew, the Zion knew, was translated. I stole, I was deceitful, I'm terrible. Once there's a joy thing, we're happy. The question is, what's with the dichotomy? Why, when we say it privately, we're bent over, it's a crossing. And yet, when we're saying it as a keyboard, we're having joy, all this joy is coming to it. And we're wild suggested as follows. He says, because as individuals, we're approaching the Yom HaDin. And you know Hashem has the Sifrei Mason, the Sifrei Chaim open in front of him, and we're scared, and we know we've done wrong, we have to ask Hashem for a team. And we have to tell Hashem we did so much wrong. And we don't know what's going to be. But we come as a tzibur, we come with the power, the koach, we come together, joined with our neighbors, joined with our friends as one. So then we know, despite the fact that individuals, who knows what we've done, but as a tzibur, we have the power to know that things will be all right. And as a tzibur, we can say it with a certain amount of joy to Hashem, who is a God who is on the scene. Because as a tzibur, there's a certain power that allows us and lets us know things will be all right because there's a certain power. And so over the next number of days, the tshuva process is going to accelerate. From one thing, it'll start, but it was more of a private. We all engaged in our own judgment, have engaged in our own private. Private just an introspection, but now it's going to be elevated to public slichos, and then it's going to go to the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's being elevated to the tzibur. And so I encourage all of you to take part in it as a tzibur, to come and attend the slichos every evening, and to come to Rosh Hashanah, to come Yom Kippur, and then to think about how we as a tzibur, together, as one, can approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sing the Ashamu Bagamu.
That I want to call up the silence. Shustamar of the Asra of Katz, I thank for inviting me to share some Divrei Yisorus before the Slichas. Good tvach to everybody. From Minig Yisrael, we start saying the Slichos on Motzai Shabbos. And in fact, we say the Pizmon, the Motzai Menucha, Ki Damnucha Techila. That we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first time during the season of Yom Noraim, b'motzai menucha, b'motzai Shabbos. And perhaps we could look into the connection. Coming out of Shabbos, we still have the shmek of Shabbos in our bones, coming out from the beautiful Shabbos. And this is the introduction of this mood of a Motzai Menucha Ki Damnucha Tchila. That we come to you in the Ribbono Shel Olam to begin the formal davening of the Yomim Noraim. We'll hear the Nusach of the Kaddish, the Hisorus for Yomim Noraim B'Motzai Menucha Ki Damnucha Tchila. So let us try to understand the significance of Shabbos and Tshuva. There's many connections, but let's start the following. The Gemara says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Yom Shenivda Bo Adam Rishon. You know, man was created on Erev Shabbos, on a Friday. And that's when Rosh Hashanah, when we say Hayom Haras Olam, today is the creation of the world, we mean today is the creation of Adam HaRishon. On Friday, going into Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Yom Shenivna Rabbo Adam HaRishon, Kevin Sheshaka Olav Chama, Omer Lo Oili Shebishvil Shesarachti Olam Choshuch Ba'adi. As we know, man was created on Friday, and he already sinned, eating from the Eitz Hadas. That day, it didn't take too long that he violated the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam on the Erev Shabbos. And then the sun set, it was dark, Shabbos began. Adam HaRishon didn't know yet that that's going to be the Minhogo Shel Olam, that the world is light and dark, light and dark. He thought he was created in the world, it was light, it was bright, and now it's dark. Why is it dark? Most probably because of my sin. I brought darkness to the world. Oili shebishvil shesarachti olam choshuch ba'adi. That because I sinned, I caused darkness to the world. And that's how he went into the first Shabbos, with this feeling of repentance. He came into Shabbos with the feeling of tshuva. Says the Chasam Sofer in one of his drushes, and I quote, Ach amru chazal v'yichal b'yom hashvi. The world was finished, the creation of world was finished on Shabbos. What do you mean the creation? The creation was finished on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do any creation. So Chazal have the famous comment, Mahaya ha'olam chaser menucha, ba'Shabbos ba'menucha. The last creation was the creation of Shabbos itself, of menucha, of rest. Masha shenivra ba'menucha. That's one pshat in Chazal. But says the Chasam Sofer, u'nyaneinu nomar kvar kasav nu'el, that Adam olu lachto ulei tshuva chashuva, and the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creation was now, even though the Gemara says in Pesachim that the Tshuva was really Kodem Briyas HaOlam, but that was in potential. But here, in actuality, the Tshuva comes when Shabbos came. Because that was when Adam, he felt the feeling, I did something wrong. Look what happened to the world. Look how I was poigim in the world, olam choshuch, because of me. Even though that wasn't the reason, meaning lemaisa, that's going to be part of the teva, but that hargasha he had when the sun set that first day of his life, and it was dark, and he said, oili, oili shesarachti. It says the Chasam Sofer, that's the idea, that Shabbos is considered a day of tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is a day of tshuva, because that, well, that was the Erev Shabbos leading into Shabbos. It was Rosh Hashanah. It was the first day of creation. It's really into Shabbos. So all these days, hence, became days of tshuva, because this original occurrence. We don't realize whatever a person does in this world, there are consequences, things happen. Positive and negative. And we have to realize, normally we don't realize the effect that we have in the world. But Adam HaRishon, when it came dark, he said, "Oili shesarachti." Oh, a krechs. Look what I caused. Look at the choshech that I caused in the world. And hence, the first Shabbos, Adam HaRishon saw and repented. But the Chasam Sofer writes another idea about tshuva and how tshuva works. He says, if you look in the different psukim in Parshas K'nitzavim that Be'ez Hashem we already started to read, and Be'ez Hashem will be reading this coming Shabbos, the Torah says that a person, I'm going to do what I want to do. Free country. Says the Torah, lo yova Hashem saloach lo. Hashem will not forgive such a person. However, in contrast, in the next psukim, further on, in Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah says, "Vayak yavo alecha kol hadvarim ha'ela abrocha v'aklola, asher nasati lefanecha v'ashivosa elavavecha, v'shafta ad Hashem elokecha." What's the chiluk, says the Chasam Sofer? How come the psukim we just read, lo yova Hashem saloach lo, Hashem won't forgive, yet a couple of psukim later it talks about a person presumably sinning, came to him the bracha neklala, then he says v'shafta, you can do tshuva. So what's the difference between those psukim and these psukim? Is tshuva accepted? Tshuva is not accepted. Lo yova Hashem sloach lo. Hashem is not going to forgive you. When do we say Hashem won't forgive you? And when will He say He will forgive you? What's the klal? What's the rule? And I quote you from the words of the Chayil Chasam Sofer. He says, "Va'anir l'aniyaz daiti parsha rishayna." The first part of the Torah, when it says, "Ki b'shrius libi eilech," I do whatever I want, whatever the feeling of the day is, that's what I do. Myri miporik ol ve'ena rotzel lahachnis atzmo bekabolos habrochas v'haklolos afilu mekayim kol haTorah kula ach rak mishrius libo ki kein yosher be'enav. Coming into the tkufa of Slichas, Chodesh Elul and Rosh Hashanah, we have Hakara, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. That the fact that we do mitzvahs, the fact that we do all the things that we do, is not such a cultural thing. You know, I decided I like to hear the shofar, I like matzah, I like the sukkah, it's very nice. That's b'shrius libi eilech. You're saying you don't accept upon yourself the authority of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're Purik Ol. You don't accept that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who commanded us. Because the fact that when we do a mitzvah because it's a tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because I decide that this is good, this is not good. You don't decide anything. You're mekabel ol malchus shamayim. And being accepting the yoke of the authority of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's our tafkid. That's what we do in this kufa. We reaffirm that. I mean, we do it every day when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, is a cognitive awareness of this authority. That's why some of Farshim say the idea of Tashlich. The Gemara says that they used to be Mamlich, the king. When they would inaugurate the king, they would do it by a body of water, to say that his Malchus should flow like the body of water. That's part of the Melucha. The Avudraham says, what's a common word that comes up a lot in the davening in the Yom Neroi? Uvechein. Uvechein tein pachtecha. Uvechein tzadikim. Uvechein, uvechein, uvechein. Says the Heilige Avudraham, one of the Gedolim Kadmonim. Uvechein is the word for Megillas Esther. Uvechein avo al hamelech asher lo kedos. When we say uvechein, we're thinking of the concept of melech in Megillas Esther, in the context of uvechein avo al hamelech. That we're coming to the melech. It's not that we're just observing Torah and mitzvahs, because we decided culturally it's nice. It's geshmak. Shabbos is geshmak. Avada is geshmak. Yom Tov is geshmak. But tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you have the attitude of b'shriris libi eilech, then you're not in the system. Then lo yove Hashem sloach lo. Then you're not makir. You're not accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, even if you're doing all the mitzvahs, Zok Techasim Sofer, you're doing all the mitzvahs, but you're not mamim. In Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, Hareza Apikoros Gomer, Lo Yove Hashem Sloach Lo. Hashem is not going to forgive you, Afilu B'tshuva. Because the Yisoid is, we Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, we accept that there is a God, He's mitzave us, there's a tzivoy, there's Kabbalah Somach Shemaim, and then says the Chasam Sofer, then once you have that Hakara, so then you can be an Avarian. People make mistakes. So the first Parsha is talking about the person who says, B'shriris libi eilech. I'm not Mekabel. O Machu Shemayim. I do what I do, what I like, what I don't like. Lo yove Hashem sloach lo. Hashem's not going to forgive. But the second parsha, Zok techasim sofer, Vayak yavo alecha kol advor ma'ila, habroch v'achaklolo, lo she yavo befoel, elo she yavo elibcha, v'kabel alecha. You accept upon yourself the consequences of doing mitzvahs, what you'll receive, and Chas v'Shalom doing Averis, a few over al kol Torah bezodom zok techasim sofer libosh mikol mokum kevin shalo porak ol azai im yoshev libo lashuv miyad yikablo v'ze inyan beis haparshios vanias daiti. Says the Chasim Sofer, that's the pshat in Parshios Nitzavim, where one pasuk says lo yova Hashem sloach lo. And the other pasuk says, "Vashivosa elovecha v'shafta d'Hashem elokecha, Hashem will receive you." We all can make mistakes. Everyone has could slip and make a mistake. But if you're mekabel ol malchus shamayim on this day, then you're in the system, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. You do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, because no one's perfect. No one's perfect. And Hashem understands that. We're human, we make mistakes. But if a person says, Bishriris libi eilech, then lo yova Hashem shloch lo. So perhaps Rabbo says, we said before, the Chasam Sofer says that Shabbos became a day of tshuva because when Adam HaRishon sinned on the day he was created on Friday, and then Shkia came and it was dark, and he said, you know what? He didn't realize that's Teva HaOlam. He said, look what I caused. I caused the world to be choshech, oily. He chapta tzitter, the tshuva. But what's the yisod of tshuva? Tshuva, and that's why Shabbos is a day of tshuva. But you know, the Gemara says in Shabbos that kuli alma, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos was a day of matan Torah. So the Kabbalah's ol malchus shamayim is Shabbos, because that's when we receive the Torah. So when we're starting the slichas and we're saying b'motzai menucha ki damnucha tchila, that we're coming from the Halakha Shabbos to do tshuva, this says the Chasam Sofer, it's because we're remembering what Adam HaRishon did in his first Shabbos when it was choshech at the beginning of Shabbos. He said, oh, look what I did, look what I caused. But when Shabbos comes, you realize Kuli alma b'Shabbos nitna Torah, that a mekabel ol machlus shamayim from the original matan Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, and I'm mechuyev to keep it, whether I like it, I don't like it. We believe Dracha Darche Noam, that if you want to have a life of happiness, a life of serenity, that you should keep the Torah. But it's not because this is your decision. This is a chova. But you have to affirm that belief. Once you affirm that you're part of the system, you're mekabel ol malchus shamayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I understand, sometimes you'll make mistakes, and you'll admit, and you'll apologize. But if you have the attitude, b'shriris libi eilech, then lo yova Hashem shloach lo. And that, Rabbi Sai, is b'motzoi menucha ki damnucha tchila. With that attitude, we come out of Shabbos, because Shabbos reminds us, Chas V'Sofer says, of Adam HaRishon, the first Shabbos when it was dark, and he thought, look what I caused, and it reminds us of Kabbalah HaTorah. But let's add a third thing. The Gemara, Mishnah and Maseches Demai, talks about the concept of nemonus. That sometimes a person has to take trumas and maisus, he has to take tithes, he has to separate part of the produce before he or she is able to eat. And sometimes you might receive produce from somebody, you don't know him, and he's an Am Ha'aretz, he's not the most knowledgeable, and he says that he took the tithes. But the question is, could we believe him or not? Because some people, they don't have credibility when it comes to certain aspects of kashrus, of things like that. So the Am Ha'aretz, this person, says that he took the tithes. It's not believed. You have to take your own tithe. You have to separate your own because you can't assume that it was done already. But says the Mishnah in Demai that if the Am Ha'aretz tells you he took the tithes and he tells you it on Shabbos, usually it's the same person. Mali the Am Ha'aretz on Tuesday, Mali the Am Ha'aretz on Thursday, Mali the Am Ha'aretz on Shabbos. Gemara says he's believed. If he tells you on Shabbos he's believed, says the Yerushalmi and Demai, because Eima Shabbos Olav Vuhu Omer Emes. That on Shabbos has a certain yira shamayim of Shabbos. The presence of God is felt on Shabbos, and you're not going to lie in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yira Shabbos Olav, Eima Shabbos Olav, Vuhu Omer Emes. That Am Haaretz says he was Meiser, and he tells you that on Shabbos, he's believed. He has Nemanus. Because Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking us in the face, and we're not going to lie in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that, Rabbosai, is the Yesod of Tshuva. We said Shabbos, Emotsoi Menucha Ki Damnucha Tchila, because it was the Zman of Adam HaRishon that he was Mesvada. There are other Chazals about that. And it's the Zman of Matan Torah, where we Kabel O Malchus Shamayim. But it also is the Zman of Emes, of truth. And truth is not only truth between you and your fellow Jew, it's truth with your own self. Being truthful to yourself of what your shortcomings were from the previous year, what the positive things from the previous year, what we can improve on ourselves. But it's all about being truthful to ourselves. Not only being truthful to someone else, but being emistic with ourselves. And that comes from Shabbos, as the Yerushalmi says in Demai. Shabbos, Eima Shabbos Olav. So we come to say Slichas, B'motzoi Menucha, Ki Damnucha Tchila. It's a Motzoi Shabbos. After we experience this man of Shabbos, we understand what it means. Tshuva. From Adam HaRishon, we understand what it means that you can't say B'shrirus Libi Eilech. Even a person's Mekayim the whole Torah. But it's only B'shrirus Libi. Because I decided to do this and this. It worked out. I'm asking to the Tayyag Mitzvahs. It works out. Lo yova Hashem Tzloach lo. No, you have to do it. Because why? Because you're an Eved of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the most important thing, as we said, is Shabbos Eima Shabbos Olav. V'u Omer Emes. That everyone has to take time during this tekufa to be a cheshbon hanefesh. What am I doing in life that was good, could be better? What was I doing that maybe is not proper? And to take that time, bein adam la'atzmo. And that you get to motzoi menucha. So as soon you're going to be hearing the Chazan saying the Nusach HaTfilah of the Yomim Noroim, and we get a Hislavus, we get an inspiration. But realize that inspiration comes from Shabbos, the Motzoi Menucha Kidam Nucha Tchila. And Be'ezra Hashem, if we understand these things, this is the path. This is the path to Simchas Achayim. This is the path of having a life of fulfillment. The person who says B'shrius Libi Eilech, people in the street who have no foundation, it looks like, oh, they're having a great time. They have no restrictions. B'shrius Libi Eilech, I do what I want, it's great. That is the recipe of sadness, of melancholy, of all the improper and all the negativity in the world. Believing that we are Eved Hashem is the highest madrega. You know, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Godol Mitzuv Va'ose, it's greater if you're commanded and you do it, in contrast to a person's not commanded. Tosfos says, because if you're commanded, then the Yetzer Hara is going to try to convince you not to do it. If you're not commanded, then he'll let you alone. But the Atzei Chaim was the brother of Yoel Teitelbaum, the Satma Rebbe, Zichrono Levracha. He says a different word. He says, because a person does something, Who am I? I'm a bus of Adam. So whatever I do is limited. Is limited. What could I do? I'm just a person. But if you're doing something because you're a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why you're doing it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Sof, limitless. So Mamela, your action as a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Sof. And that's what Adam HaRishon realized. He said, look what I caused darkness in the world. Look how much koyach I have. But if a person realizes he's Eved Hashem, he's doing it not because b'shirus libri eilech, because I'm an Eved Hashem, then there's no limit to the chashivas, to the importance and the scope of his actions. So be'ezra Hashem, when we come now to begin the slichas, we should realize the chashivas ha'adam, how chashiv we are, how important we are, how much potential we have, and memela, step by step, beginning with tonight, continuing through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Chulei, to be able to have that tshuva process, and not to last throughout the year until the next Yomim Noraim. But I wish you all b'motzai Yom Menucha, Kitab Menucha, Tchila, a good vach, a good yor, a kasima, a chasima toivah.